Hello, my name is Tracy Doe, and I'm a final year dental hygiene student studying at Queen's University. Today on my podcast, I'm going to discuss and raise awareness of the negative effects of the oral contraceptive pill can have on the gums and the supporting structures that hold your teeth in place. I recently carried out a literature review on the topic, using published research studies, as I was keen to have a better and more informed understanding of the oral contraceptive's effects on the oral cavity. Oral contraceptives, or commonly known as the pill, are frequently used by many women worldwide, primarily for birth control, but may also be used for treatment of acne, to reduce heavy menstrual bleeding, to reduce period pain, and to lessen the symptoms of menstrual tension.
What is the oral contraceptive pill?
The oral contraceptive pill is made of sex hormones called estrogen and progesterone. Some forms of the pill may be progesterone only. Oral contraceptives can be administered orally by a pill, by injection, or even by a form of a patch. The amount of sex hormones range from 20 to 40 micrograms of estrogen and from 50 up to 500 micrograms of progesterone. With the increased amount of these sex hormones, it tricks the body into thinking that it is already pregnant.
What is gum disease?
Gum disease can be classified as either gingivitis or periodontal disease. Gingivitis is when your gums become red, swollen and bleed. Periodontal disease is when you lose bone surrounding the teeth.
Can the pill cause gum disease?
No. Plaque is the cause of gum disease, but hormones in the pill can exaggerate the body's inflammatory response to plaque.
How can these hormones affect my gums?
Many clinical studies have shown that young females who have been using the oral contraceptive pill from around 1 month up to 2 years or more had increased bleeding of the gums compared to females not using the pill, even with low plaque levels.
What can I do if I have bleeding gums?
Bleeding gums is the first sign of gum disease. It is important that you attend your dentist or hygienist for an examination to gain a diagnosis of either gingivitis or periodontal disease. If you have gingivitis, it is reversible, but meticulous plaque control is essential. Your dental hygienist can tailor oral hygiene advice for you to help control plaque levels. With demonstrating a good toothbrushing technique with fluoride toothpaste and demonstrating aids to help clean in between the teeth, as this is where gum disease commonly starts.
What if I have periodontal disease?
Periodontal disease is when you lose surrounding bone that holds the teeth in place. You may notice bad breath, a bad taste in the mouth. Also, the gums may recede, the teeth may become loose, and in severe cases, you can lose your teeth. If your dentist diagnoses you with periodontal disease, it is essential that you attend your dentist or hygienist to have a deep clean, and a meticulous oral hygiene regime can be tailored and demonstrated to you to help stabilise your condition. Your dental care professional can also advise and support with smoking cessation, as this is another risk factor for periodontal disease.
Can the hormones in the pill also contribute to periodontal disease?
Yes, plaque is the cause of gum disease, but studies have shown that the hormones can exaggerate the body's response to bacteria and plaque. And patients who have periodontal disease and have been using the oral contraceptive pill for 2 years or more have had more severe disease. So the take-home message today is that good oral hygiene is essential for the overall health. However, if you are already using the oral contraceptive pill or thinking about starting it, visit your dental hygienist who can help you to prevent and manage gum disease. A healthy mouth equals a healthy body.